Okay, let's go. Imrasa Rishayna. So the Mishnah mentioned about seeing Me'oynes, then we get to a different thing. Kvitzis. Amrafuna. Kovtsa viroaso. Kovolovest. Right? So three times she's kofetzes and she sees, so she gets the vest. Okay, we'll learn like Tais, it's a little bit simple. Let's assuming that it's the equal days also. In other words, it's not random creatures. It's she jumped on Rosh Chodesh and she saw. She jumped on Rosh Chodesh and she saw. She jumped on Rosh Chodesh before. Tais learns that to make a vest from the creatures alone, that's not even on the table. That's for sure not. That's the one you don't do. But Kovala vest, it would be, a joint type vest. In other words, she would have a vest that every Rosh Chodesh that she jumps, she sees. It's like a combination type vest. What vest did he mean that she's Koveya? Again, you have both factors running here. She saw three times Rosh Chodesh with a kvitsa. Is Ilay Mali Yomim? Didn't he mean to say she gets a vest of Rosh Chodesh? That one says that's all right. It's lo chazoy. That doesn't make sense because she on a day when she didn't jump, she didn't see. So there's no reason to pin it to Rosh Chodesh. Now it has to do with the kvitzes also. Even though kvitzes alone, the way Tosfos learns this parsha doesn't make a vest, but you can't make the vest on the Rosh Chodesh either because on a Rosh Chodesh that she didn't jump, she didn't see. Elo le kvitzes. He didn't mean a vest for the days. He meant this combined vest, so now any Rosh Chodesh that she was confesses, she'll see. V'hotani. We have a brayso. Kol shetikveno machmas oines, afilu kama pomim loikovo vest. Understands the Gemara kipshuto, no vest at all. If there's any oines involved, that's the case we're talking about. It's a kvitzis together with days. Kvitzis alone is not to talk about. It's kvitzis together with days. And he said, you are koveya for the combo. And here it says, you're not koveya. My love, loy kova vest klal. I see you're not koveya any vest. Nish kvitzis, nish yomnit, the combination. So it's more loy. No. Loy kova vest li yomim lechudayu, ula kvitzis lechudayu. Avo kova lo vest li yomim ula kvitzis. That's what the Bryson meant. You know, it's again, she's combining factors. She's kofetzis on Rosh Chodesh three times in a row and sees. Says the Bryson, she's not... Koveya vest for kvitzes, because that's partial. We're not koveya that kind of vest. She's not koveya vest for Rosh Chodesh, because Rosh Chodesh we're not kvitz, she didn't see. But she is koveya this new combined vest, which we have in Shulchan Aruch. If she'll jump on Rosh Chodesh, that'll be her vest. So now, Frank the Gemara, so now what was the chiddush then of the Brice? That if you learn the Brice, it means there's no vest at all, that's a chiddush. You can't make this combined vest that the Funame. But now we'll learn Brice is not telling me that. You can make the combined vest. It's telling me you don't make the single vests. So that's no chiddush. Kvitz is a stam poshut toisolt. And even liyomim, what's the chiddush? Why should I say she has a vest for Rosh Chodesh? She never saw on Rosh Chodesh without kvitz. Why would I think that? What's the chiddush? Liyomim lechudayu pshita. Again, lekvitz is lechudayu zicha pshita. But they said it's so pshita the Gemara didn't even have to ask it. That's obviously pshita. That couldn't be the chiddush. So maybe it's coming to tell me you don't make a vest liyomim lechudayu. That's also pshita. When she didn't jump, she didn't see. Oh, Omer Avash is talking an interesting case. He on the kofetz b'chad b'shabes v'chazoy. She was kofetzes on Sunday and she saw. Kofetz b'chad b'shabes v'chazoy. Okay? Now, u b'shabes kofetz v'lo chazoy, u l'chad b'shabes chazoy b'lo kvitzah. You got the case. That's... The Gemara makes Shabbos. It means that we've separated by 3 weeks. It's easier the way we talk Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh, she jumped and she saw. The next Rosh Chodesh, she jumped and she saw. Next month, Erev Rosh Chodesh, she jumped and didn't see. And then Rosh Chodesh, she did see. So what do we do now? There's ganz fine svara to say it should be a vest liyomim of Rosh Chodesh. Lamaisa, Rosh Chodesh 1 with kvitz, Rosh Chodesh 2 with kvitz, and Rosh Chodesh 3 without kvitz. So drop the kvitz. You have a plain vest l'Rosh Chodesh. There I would have had a havamina. Mao de seimo igloi mil sulam afrei de yoimahu de kakorn velo kvitzah. And now I know it's not the kvitzah. Rosh Chodesh here, she jumped and saw. Rosh Chodesh 7, she jumped and saw. Rosh Chodesh Tammuz, she saw without jumping. So now I see it has nothing to do with the jumping. It's three Rosh Chodeshes in a row. That should be a kfiyas liyomim. Kamash v'lo no. The kfitsa nami, the esmol gorma, it has to do, you can't discount the kfitsas. If there would be no kfitsa at all, it's one thing. There was a kfitsa the day before. And the kfitsa of the day before is what did it. Why didn't she see yesterday? So it wasn't the right time for the kvitzah to hit. But it's not, it's still linked to the kvitzahs. And in this case, it will be a double kvitzah vest. Not a vest liyom. That's the chiddush of the braisa. It's talking tak kvitzahs and yomim running together. And the din is, you'll get that new vest. What's the chiddush? Because it's one off. And when it's one off, I would have said, so then it's off, and it goes by the days. No, kamash malon, that's still a vest, that's still pinned to the kvitzes. Lishnachrina, omer afuna, kovtsu viruasa, kovlo vest liyomim, veloy lekvitzes. It's tak a vest liyomim. What's the case? Now I have to be careful. Hey, chedomi. Omer avashi, the kovitz v'chad b'shabes v'chazoy. Kofitz b'chad b'shabes v'chazoy. Now leave out the parentheses; they all take it out. Ulechad b'shabes chazoy below kvitza. There, the third time she taka didn't have it. The first time was a shchedish with a kvitza. The second time was a shchedish with a kvitza. The third time was a shchedish without a kvitza. That's taka liyomim. That's not the case before. The hosim igli milsa the yemuhu the kagori. So if you learn to read the Gemara way we just read it, there's no machloikas these two lashonis. The first lashon is telling me, where the first was a kvitzah with Rosh Chodesh, the second was kvitzah with Rosh Chodesh, the third was Rosh Chodesh without kvitzah, but the kvitzah was the day before. There we say it's still linked. It just came a little bit early. There was a shtickle delay on it, but there it's a vest for a combination. The Lish Nachrin is talking a different case. The Shachrin is talking where the first was Rosh Chodesh with a kvitzah, the second was Rosh Chodesh with a kvitzah, the third was Rosh Chodesh without a kvitzah v'chlal. So then it shows us that it doesn't do with the kvitzahs, and it becomes a vest that just for Rosh Chodesh. There's no machloikis in the Lashonis. If you put in those words, then there's a clear machloikis. Then the Lish Nachrin is telling me that in the case where there was a kvitz on Erev Rosh Chodesh, it still becomes liyom. It might take a discount that kvitz, and then he's choylik with the first Lashon. And it's like this will become a veset liyomim, even with the jump on Erev Rosh Chodesh. It's got out of Ram Paskin. It's got a Paskin here. Kipshuto is easy to read it without it, and there's no machloikis, and everybody agrees. Okay. Afal pisha omru dayashaito. Sri alicha liyaz badekas. Even though a woman's dayashaito, right? Which means basically, we're not too worried about dam. We don't expect her to forward come. She's pretty pinned. Still, she has to make the badekas. Now, here's a question that she brought up yesterday. Who's the Mishnah talking about? Afal pisha omru dayashaito. She has to make badekas. Who are we discussing? It's Taisa says in Mendes, I just told you yesterday, it's bottom Taisa see it. This bottom Taisa. And Taisa and Dalar on my base. And Taisa later says, it means all the women we've been talking about, Arata. Meaning Yeshla Veset, Psula, Meniko, Muberis, and Skena. All of them are Dayashaitos. And even though they're Dayashaitos, still we give them these Bedikas for tires. Which would mean that all these women need Bedikas. The only one who doesn't need Bedikas is what we learned yesterday. The girl's too young, Logia Leroy's. She doesn't need bedikas. That's the Taisa point. She's the most Mesulekes though, because she didn't get into the whole business of seeing yet. She's the most. Now, not everybody learns that way. If you look into Rashi, Afa Bishamu Dayashaita, Beisha Sheyesh Lavest. Rashi seems to learn, I'm point out already, Rashi seems to learn this message to be only about Isha Yesh Lavest. But all those other ladies, Taka, don't need bedikas. Muberis Mika don't need bedikas. Then there are people who split it. Muberis and Menika don't need, others do. It's not 100% clear. The simplest way to go is like Taisus, that we're referring here to all the women we've had Arata Dayashaita, that even though they're all Dayashaitas, they don't need Bedikas, except for this Psulish Logia Zmana that we had yesterday, and one more I'm going to have in about 2 weeks. Okay. Tzrichalios Bedekes, Chutz Min Hanido, because what's the point of being Bedekes? She's Tameo anyway. What's the check? She's Tameo. After the Leda, right? By the Zohar, after 7 days come 33 days of Toya, and the cave is 14 days of Tumah, 66 days of Toya. In those days, no matter what she sees, it's Tor. So what's the point of checking? There's no need for it. Okay. So that's B'dikas, which soon see means in the morning and the afternoon. Umeshamesh is B'edim. Even though she's a Mosulekes Domim, she has to the boydeg lifnei tashrish lacha tashrish, except chutz miyosheves al dam toyar. Again, what's the check? Everything she sees is store. No need. Everything's store. Ubesulo shedomeo tahoyrin. That's what we spoke yesterday. That's the psula after the first biyah. So she has the first few days, whatever, that with toil and dam psula. So if I do, what's the check? Even if you check, it's going to be tor anyway. My life can mean it. But you'll note that she was not excluded in the morning and afternoon bedikas. That the more we'll deal with. She's only excluded from the tashmish bedikas. The morning and afternoon bedikas, we said only nida and yosheves al dam tor. This psula, even though you can tell, still has to make the bedikas in the morning and the afternoon. We'll see in the Gemara why. Now, what are these bedikas? Who pamayim tzricholias bodekas? We had this back there. Shachris ubein hashmosh, shachris to protect against the tyrus that happened at night. Hashmosh for the day. Ubishosh yoveris l'shamish is beisa and before tashmish. Yeseiros aleihem kohanos. More than this is kohanos. Bishosh inachos truma. Okay, when a kohanos goes to eat truma, they should make a bedika. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Avishasef Rosan Milechel Truma. Even when they finish eating Truma, that we had before also, is a shayla what it means. If you hold that there's Mesles on Truma, the Gemara says it means after they finish eating Truma to protect now, if she finds herself Tomei later to protect against the Truma she just ate. Or the Gemara said it meant to make sure the stuff that's in her hands is not Tomei if she becomes a neither right away, that stuff that's still with her 1 minute before, we don't want her eating that. Okay. Chutz min anido. That means like this. What do you mean chutz min anido? She saw a son. They had a nido for 7 days. For 7 days she needed. So is it possible? What's the sense of making a bedikah? For the next 7 days she's told me no matter what. It makes no difference. She saw on Sunday morning. She's told me that nothing can change that. There's no sense of making a bedikah. Is it a Gemara comes in with a new slant? I'm not 100% clear where it came from. The Rosh right here doesn't understand it. But we're talking, Pashas, here about bedikahs. To make sure she's tahira, so we shouldn't mess up the tires. So then, obviously, in Anida, once she sees on Sunday morning, what's the sense of making a bedikah? She goes to the mikveh. She's taught me. What are you checking for? What? The Gemara comes with a new idea here. You have to, the bedikahs that we are used to, you should have to make a bedikah to check out maybe she's being koveya vest. It's a whole new slant. That's a different type of bedikah. We want to check. She saw Sunday morning, right? Now she stopped. Now it's Thursday. Make a bedikah. Maybe she'll see on Thursday, and we'll be setting up a vest for future. You know the way we make bedikahs today. Well, something more came in with that. Someone says like this: Chutz min anida. Why? The besochim may need dosel aboy bedikah. Okay, so the Gemara hon nichol Reb Shimon ben Lakish. Dome isha kovas loves betoich yemei zivoso. Ben isha kovas loves betoich yemei nidoso. Now. It's going to be a machloikis later in Lamates. You may get, let's quickly, we got a telescope, or what do you call it, accordion in Latvia today. The way it works, the very simple way is that when she comes in Nida, for 7 days she's in Nida. After that, for 11 days, that's the Yemei Ziva. If she sees in those three in a row, she comes herself a Gdoyla, whatever, those 11 days of Ziva. Once those 11 days pass, the next time she sees, she starts the 7 again. It's a 7-11 arrangement over there. Okay. So, Zogdesh Lokish, she can be koveya ves, but toich yemei zivosa. What does it mean? Simple. She saw Rosh Chodesh, then she saw Tesvov Lachodesh. That's yemei zivosa. She sees Rosh Chodesh for the first 7 days of the month, that's yemei nidosa. From 8 till 19 of the month is yemei zivosa. She saw on the 15th. Okay. She saw Rosh Chodesh, then the 15th of the month. Next month. Rosh Chodesh and the 15th of the month. Okay? Now, the next month, she saw on Tezvov. Rosh Chodesh, Tezvov, Rosh Chodesh, Tezvov, Tezvov. Okay, she's got a vest to see now on Tezvov. But that's an interesting thing, because the first two Tezvovs would be Mezivosa. The third one wasn't. The third one is a new nida. But the first two were technically in the 11-day bracket. Says Reish Lakish, doesn't matter. That's Yemei Zivosa. I don't care. You can be Kovei Aveset, be Yemei Zivosa. But be Meini Dosa, you can't. Lemoshel. She saw on Rosh Chodesh. She stopped. Then she saw on the fifth day of the month. That's Toich Yemei Dosa. The next month, Rosh Chodesh and Hey. The next month, Hey. That's not a vest. Because the first two were Toich Yemei Dosa. They don't count. According to Resh Lakish, I understand the Mishnah. What's the point of checking Bemeini Dosa? Tomei is anyway Tomei. What are you worried? She'll make a new vest on Thursday, the fifth day? It doesn't count. And the Mishnah is good. But El Reb Yoichanan do Omei Isha Kovas Lo Vest B'toch Yemeini Dosa Tivdoik Dilma Kovas Lo Vest. According to Reb Yoichanan, you can make a vest with days that are in Yemeini Dosa. So forget about Tyrus. Let's be machayev the nido to make bedikis dilma kovel ovest. She saw Sunday good. Let her check every day. Maybe it's Thursday she'll see. Now it'll be hay. Next month it'll be design hay. That's right, the Rosh Hashanah. It's okay. I don't know. I came with a new zachna. The Rosh on the bottom here. So where do we find this episode? Tamely bedikis kazul ashkishon to tikkun chachom. I don't know. As I said before, Mark came in here with a new thing. That there would be such a thing. Maybe, I don't know. I mean, it brings me in a tzorchi in the Rosh.
Why do you have to check every day for no reason? I mean, then you have to check every single day, even after.
No, you have to have some reason. I mean, she's seeing, so I mean, it's not in the middle of nowhere, I guess you wouldn't check, but when you have some reason to believe something might be happening. Oh, okay, this now becomes a little bit complicated. Omalach Rabbi Yochanan. Ki amino ano, when I said that she can be koveya a vest, bimeini doso. You can be koveya a vest bimeini doso. Heiche de chazisi bimayin sosu. Avo chazisi bimayin posuach lo amrei. What's bimayin sosu? The case he was just to make it simple. It's very complicated. The cases. We're going to get back to an alamat test. There we won't be able to escape, but here we will try. Rabbi Yoel is talking in a case like this. She saw Rosh Chodesh. Then she saw the next Rosh Chodesh. Then the next month, the end of that month, she saw on Chof Eila Chodesh and on Rosh Chodesh. So Rosh Chodesh. Then the next Rosh Chodesh, 5 days before she started, and she saw Rosh Chodesh. Now that last Riya is Bimeini Dosa. The first two were not. He says, Rabbi Yochanan, that's when I said Isha Kovas, when it's Mimayin Sosu, meaning when the first two came out of a Mayin Sosu. The first two Rosh Chodeshes are not overflows. Mayin Posuach means she started seeing already. She's Posuach. Mayin Sosu means she started now. The first, what are you going to come out there with a Vesla Rosh Chodesh, right? The first two of those Rosh Chodeshes were Mimayin Sosu. That's what we think of Vestas today. When we think Vestas today, the way it's simplified itself over the generations, it's always in mind sosu. We don't have a vest in mind posuach pretty much. A woman sees on Sunday, then she sees again on Monday. You don't start vesting for Monday. The vest is Sunday. Because the mind sosu makes the vest. Okay, that's basically what he's saying. He's saying, when I said that you can have a vest, bimeini dosa, which is always bimayin posuach, that by definition is what it means. It means you're seeing now, even though she's still in the 7 days of her seeing. That's only when the first two, maybe the first one, but the first two, we'll make it a simple case, were Mimayin Sosu. So in this, Rosh Chodesh, Chofei and Rosh Chodesh, that I hold will be a Vesed. Even though that last one is Bimeini Dosa. But if it's Mimayin Posuach, meaning the first Rias were Bimeini Dosa. So she saw that case, in other words, she saw Rosh Chodesh and Hay, and then Hay. Rabbi Yochanan, I agree that there'll be no Ves Bimeini Dosa there. Because that was Mimayim Posua. The thing got started Mimayim Posua. Because what he's saying is, when I came up with my thing, that you can be Koya Ves Bimeini Dosa, it means the last one, pretty much. Only the last one is that way. But the others are not. Mela, the Mishnah will be talking Mimayim Posuach. Nuzeno Chanami, in the Mayim Sosum, she neither would have to make Vedik. Let's say a woman saw Rosh Chodesh. Then she saw Rosh Chodesh. Right? Now, she saw Rosh Chodesh. Tell her to check the next days. What do I care? It's not going to make a vest because that'll be the first one. It's not going to make trouble. But let's say she saw Rosh Chodesh and she saw Rosh Chodesh. The next month she saw Chof A. There she will have to make Vedikas according to Rabbi Yochanan. Because if she'll see on that Rosh Chodesh, it will be Koveya Vest back. So the Mishnah is somewhat limited. When the Mishnah said, Anita doesn't have to make Vedikas, it means B'mayim Posuach. There will be cases where she'll have to. In those kind of cases, where it works out right, she will have to. But it's not a blanket statement.
Why is there a difference? Why is there a difference?
We'll leave it for Lamed Tes. We'll leave it for Lamed Tes. And when we get to Lamed Tes, I'll tell you we said it on your Yud-Aleph. It's one of those. That's one of six Pyotim, I would say, in Rabbi Yehuda. Rashi has two Taisa, one Taisa with another three or four, but really Rabbi Yehuda said. The basic idea is that Mimayim Posuach is obviously less of a Kovas vest, because it's an overflow of the other one.
But
he held that since the first two are on firm ground, we have already two telling us for Shchoidesh, we can already rely that there's the third one skins under the. You know, it's got to be something like that. We'll see on Lo Mitzvah. Maybe. Okay, fine. Ayashemes Aldam Toya. Funny how I mean it again. What does that mean? Poshet means a lady in the middle. Let's take a boy. She had a boy. So 7 days pass. Now she's in those 33 days. In those 33 days, the Torah made exercise of course. If it's Torah, she can stand on her head. She can't become Tome. It's an interesting matzav. So you don't need bedikas. What's the point? We're not talking about in the, we're talking when you cross the line. When you go from day 7 to day 8. So then anyone gets all involved. We have an interesting machloikis later, Lamed Vov, Rav and Levi. This business of Dam Tumo and Dam Toya. Rav says to me, Mayonechot. It's not the pshat, two different dams coming from two different places. I mean, it's the way, it's Mayonechot. That's exactly the cause. For 7 days it's Tomei. For 33 days it's Tohar, and then after 40 it's Tomei. It's like there's a cause. There's nothing going on in reality. Levi says no. Levi says Shnei Mayonos. It's not the same dam. The dam Toya is not coming from the same place as the dam Tomei. I can't. I have no idea what. Yeah, that's for sure. That's for sure. Oh, so where will be the difference? And what's the? We'll get to it later. But where's the main nafkemina? The nafkemina, if it's a woman, let's say she's Yeleda Zohar. She's shofas. She starts being shofas at the end of day 7 and she goes right into day 8 without stopping the rear. According to Rav, she's tohar. That dam is tohar. Because it's Xeris HaKosuf. Till the end of day 7 is tome. At the beginning of day 8 is tohar. According to Levi, she's going to be tome. Because according to Levi, the dam toyer is a different mayon. You have to have some sort of a hefsek tire. There's got to be a hefsek. The dam has got to stop. The Dam Tumah has to stop, and then the Dam Toya can start flowing. But if you'll be shofas across the line, you'll be Tomei even in the Dmei HaToya. Or the other way, if you go shofas from day 40 to day 41, according to Rav, you're Tomei. The first, second, as soon as the clock is day 41, she's Dmei. According to Levi, till there's a Hefsek Tumah, he'll be called Hefsek Tumah. The other way, she will be Tahira. Her Tahira can continue into day 41 if she keeps seeing shofas. So now here the Gemara thought for some reason that the Mishnah is talking b'mavakeshes leishev, meaning she wants to get into the Yemei Toya, that the seventh day ending, the eighth day is beginning. Is honichol rav doma mayin echad hu atayrit mos vatayrit rosh shapit? There's no point in making a bedika. Why make a bedika? Whether or not she makes a bedika, it's irrelevant. The dam is tor from as soon as seis on the evening of the seventh day beginning. It is tor. Why should make a bedikah? What's make a bedikah for? Ela lelevi dom shnei mayonis heim tivdog. Avada she should make a bedikah because we got to know if she's not posekis the dam is tome. If she's posekis the dam is tor. Avada pays to make a bedikah. Tivdog dil makati lo posak hahu mayin tome. Omaloch Levi, you're right. Homani beshami. This fish is beshami. Levi. In the Gemara there on Lamed Vov, Levi is going to be up against the wall in a brisa that shows Mayan Echon. He's going to say that's Beishamay. Not going to be Beishamay holds, like, even though I hold Beishamay, but Beishamay holds Mayan Echon. So this mission is Beishamay. Okay. This mission is Taka Mayan Echon, because Lididan that Mashneimah is. You're going to have to make a Bdika. Beishamay Hidamri Mayan Echon. Frankly, it was Sosal and Tanaka Beishamay. That's a strange one. So after yes, Tamachach Machloikisu, because we'll have it later in the next parik. Because Tamachach Machloikis ain't longer Stam. It's funny. What? It's a mission. It's still a funny zah. Okay, that's it. Iboy Seimo. The Pasha the Pshad. Who said we're talking about Mavakesh's life? We're talking about Yeshevis Al Dam Toya in the middle of the day 27. I mean, Iboy Seimo. Mik Toni Mavakesh's life? Yeshevis Ktoni. Oh, Frank the Gemara. I Yeshevis. My Lememra. What's the Chiddush in me? She doesn't make Bedikas. She's in a frozen tar state. My statement though, she doesn't make Bedikas. What kind of Chiddush is that? Why in the world should she make Bedikas? Mao the same or Tivdog sitting where has this? Tivdog Dilma Kovalo vest. Maybe she'll be Koveya vest. like Rashi says, in the 80 days of the Nekeva, she could have three Rias of 2020, or two Rias of 30 for Rebbe. You could have a Reina Vest in the Yemei, in the Yemei Atoya there.
Why is it so important to have all three in the Yemei Atoya?
But they want to get a case of Kovel Ovest there. No, it's, to combine, that seems clear, that he can't combine them. But if you'd be Koveya now, it would be, because they want to say even that doesn't work. Komashlan the Mayan Tola, Mayan Tome, Lo Kovel. That this Mayan to that Mayan, the fact, let's say she'll be Koveya, she's every 20 days, it's irrelevant to us, because that's this new special Mayan. What does that have to do with the Mayan Tome that will come later? So, Gimor Honichla Levidom, Shnei Mayan is saying, El Leravdom, Mayan Echad, who tipped the Gimor Kovel of Est. According to the Rav, it's the same Mayan, L'chura, if she's Koveya to see every 20 days now, that she continued for the rest of her life. What's enough to mean? It's the same dam, it's just a Kaveya Sakosa. It's like, well, no. One also funny thing. You can't be Koveya, even though it's the same dam and the same physical setup in Rav. Somehow there's no Kriya's vest from Yemei Tayro to Yemei Tumu. We said she needs bdikas before and after tashmish, except for a besula, except yoshev v'tor and besula shadomel tahir. Okay, tanos. Tinoikish logias man. We said there's three different. We saw the youngest one in one. Logias man alirois v'niseis. Beishami omim nosul arba leilas. 4 nights she can be toil on dam besula. Ubeis hilal omim ashet chaya hamaka. Chayamaka means what? Till the wound heals. Meaning, calls man, she's roya machmas tashmish. We keep on assuming that it goes. If she'll have a tashmish without Ria, okay, we'll have to figure out what to do. So let's see, we'll see the details. Omrav Gidlo Mashmuel. Loy Shonu, Elo Shloposko machmas tashmish. She hasn't stopped seeing, meaning every tashmish she sees. Virosa Shaloy machmas tashmish. Calls man, she's seeing machmas tashmish, with toily even when she sees Shaloy machmas tashmish. She was Meshamish Sunday night, let's say. Monday morning she had Stamaria. We're toiling on Dam Sula. Avo Posko Machmas Tashmish. She had one Tashmish without Dam. So that means it cleared up. Viruaso, Tameyo, even Bishat Tashmish then. Okay, now. We're going back now to qualify. When she's still seeing Machmas Tashmish. Ova lailo achas beloy tashmish viruaso tmeya. Meaning what? We heard that let's say she's mishamish Sunday night. She has a ria Monday afternoon. It's tor with toilet on the dam sula. She has a ria Monday night with toilet. But ova lailo viloy tashmish. I mean, she was mishamish Sunday night. She saw dam. We give her all Sunday night, all Monday night. She sees Tuesday morning. We're not toilet. Again, she'll be Meshamish that night and have Ria with the Tashmish, again with toilet for the next 36 hours, more or less. But if a night goes without a Tashmish, we can't then be toilet Stamaria back on that Tashmish. No Chazach. Nishtanu Mare Domim, she spoke about it yesterday, to Meir. We said if she's Meshamish Sunday night and she sees Monday afternoon with toilet, but not if Nishtanu Mare Dom. If there's a Shini Mare, it doesn't look like the Dama Maka, we're going to be Metamiya. So you have three levels already. You have, if it's the next day of a Lailo, you can't be Toila. If it's before the Ova Lailo, you can be Toila, but you can't be Toila with a Shini Mare. We're going to have one more level, we'll see. Mosiv Reb Yoinu. So seemingly it would sound that, let's say she's Mishamish Sunday night, and she'll see right after the Tashmish with a Shini Mare. Pasha sounds familiar, she should be Tomei. Oh, then he has a good kasha. Then she should need Bedikas. The Mishnah says she doesn't need a Bedika after Tashmish because she's a Toilet with Absulim. Why? Maybe she'll see Shini Mare. Doesn't kasha. Most of the Ubsula Shadamah Tahirim state in the Mishnah doesn't need a Bedika after Tashmish or before Tashmish. Amai Tishamish Be'edim the Dilmul Nishtare Mare Domim Shaloh. We went through to the Mishnah. Absula, what do you call it? Shedomei Atoyrim is a clean slate. Whatever she'll find is Torah. So, Father, what's the sense of making a Bdikah HaTashmish? You're not telling me a whole different story. That there's a Shini Mare in the Dom, she's Tmeyah. So make the bedikah after Tashvish to see if there's a dam b'shin imare. Omar Rav, hold on a second. Look at the Mishnah itself as astira. The Mishnah said she doesn't need bedikas Tashvish, but the first bedikas in the morning, in the afternoon, she does need. Then we only excluded Nida and Yosheves al dam Torah, pointed out before. The psula makes in the morning and the afternoon. Why? Why does she make in the morning and the afternoon? The answer obviously is because we're afraid of dam with shinimare over there. That's exactly what he's saying. I mean, it's just a minayu bay. You see something's wrong here. Forget your kash. I have a mishnah internal to the mishnah. Fashteichnet a psula whose toilet dom she needs bdikas or not. The reisha says she doesn't. Sefer says she doesn't. What's the answer? Tashmish is the answer. In other words, in the reisha in the morning and the afternoon, of course she needs bdikas. You're right. Why? Maybe she'll find dam b'shinimare. You're right. But by Tashvish, that doesn't bother us. Because we're saying now one more step. We said before, she has mishamish Sunday night, right? And she sees Monday morning with a shinimare, she's tome. But if she's mishamish Sunday night, and she sees Sunday night, after the Tashvish b'shinimare, she's tore, even with a shinimare. Because we say the Tashvish was mishamish Amara the dam. You have another level here. Kan shishimsho, the aim of shamash ochron, it messed up the dam so it looks different. Kan shalo shimsho. So that's the answer to the mishnah. She doesn't need, in other words, you're coming out with three madregs at the Sat Nezach. She's v'shamash Sunday night. If she sees Sunday night, immediately after Tashvish, how long that is not clear. She's tor, even if it's a shinimara. If she sees Monday morning, it depends. Stam dam, she's tor. Shinimara, she's tome. If she waits till Tuesday morning and wasn't Mishamish Monday night, then she's tome anything. So therefore, you don't need a bedika after Tashmish. Why don't you need a bedika before Tashmish? Because the ganze bedika before Tashmish, that's labaila. That's only we're going to soon see, because they made the bedika. Migu, they made the bedika for Tyrus after Tashmish. They stuck you with a bedika before for labaila. Because for labaila, there are no bedikas. A woman who has no Tyrus, there are no bedikas. Labaila, we'll see. So since there's no need for the Acha Tashmish, there's no need for the Lefei Tashmish. Tanya Nami Hochi, like Rav, who's that over there? Rav Gidl. By Medum Shal Poskum Achmas Tashvish, Rosh Matachmish, Aval Poskum Achmas Tashvish, Rosh Tmeya. Even Shalom Achmas Tashvish, Ovalil, even Achmas Tashvish, I'm sorry. Ovalil Achs Beloy Tashvish, Rosh Tmeya, even without a Shinimara. Nishtanu Mara Domim, and the next day, next Sunday night to Monday, is Tmeya. Pamayim Mitzricha. Omer Biram Shmuel, Loishonu El Tyrus, a basic thing. Arainakin, the Gansa first parag of Nida has nothing to do with what we know of Zulchas Nida. Nothing. Loishonu El Tyrus, Lebailo Muteris, talking Bdikis Lebailo. Pshita, like the Gemara, you know what I mean? Pshita, we want to know about Pshita. The Gemara is talking obviously about Tyrus. What is this Mishnah talking about here? Pshita. Shachris Tanan. The Mishnah says make a bedikah Shachris Vayos. What's to do with Baila? Obviously, you're talking about Tyrus, isn't it, or a husband? Tyrus, who ain't Misham Shin Mita by Yoim. Nobody's talking about Tashvish in the morning. One second. Lost the place again. Omar Yudah Shumal, Oshonel Tyrus, La Baila Muteris, Pshita, Shachris Tanan. Eliyit Ma Seif. He's going on the Shteitza. The bedikah is Shachris Tanan. Obviously, you're going to do with a husband. But the next part of the Mishnah, that she has to be Meshameshes B'yedim, Zog, that's what he's saying. That one has nothing to do with Baila. That's only Nisha Asuka B'Tayris. We made a B'dika Akatashis, then we stuck on a B'dika before Tashvish for the husband. But if she's not Asuka B'Tayris, there's nothing to talk about. Itma B'Shoshi Overis L'Shamish's Beso, meaning you need a B'dika Koydim Tashmish, Omer Rabbi Rabbi Shmuel, Loi Shonu, Elabish Asuka B'Tayris. The Migu the Baya B'dika L'Tayris, afterwards, Bayanami B'dika L'Baila. Aval Ein Asuka B'Tayris, Loi Baya B'dika. Now we know it's so positive with Michael Mash, what's Hamish? The Michael Mash, Tanina. Take a look at the Mishnah Tesvov Amud Aleph. Kol Anoshim Becheskis Tyre Labaila. Meaning what? You don't need Bikas Labaila. So came along Shmuel and came and said to me, a big Chiddush, that I got some Mishnah that's talking about Bedika Kodim Tashmish, is talking for Tyrus. But Labaila does no Bedika. It's a very nice thing, except I'm a Purisha Mishnah Tesvov. Kol Anoshim Becheskis Tyre Labaila. Kamash Tanina Kol Anoshim Becheskis Tyre Labaila. So Digmar say good. And if you had only that Mishnah, I mean, how do you live? I would say that's talking about when each has a vessel. She sees on Rosh Chodesh. Her husband comes from a business trip on the 3 days before Rosh Chodesh. She lives in Pasad Namabdika. But each Shein Loveset. Doesn't say that. But each Shein Loveset by Ibadika. Right? come Shmuel to tell me, as every Isha, Eva Isha She'ein Lo Veset, doesn't need B'dikas Labayla. How does he tell me that? By telling me that this Mishnah is only L'tayris. Trek the Gemara, but this Mishnah is talking about Yesh Lo Veset also. If he would have said it on an Ein Lo Veset Mishnah, oh, that's only Tyrus, not Labayla. Good, you're telling me that Ein Lo Veset Labayla doesn't need B'dikas. He stuck his verta on a Mishnah of Yesh Lo Veset, Dai Shaita. So we're not getting too far here. This mission is Yeshla Veset, Da Yeshaita. So he's saying what he's saying on an Isha Yeshla Veset. So the Gemara name Machta Toes. What does it mean, this mission? Go back to this mission. What does this mission say? Afal Gav, Sheomru Da Yeshaita, she needs two B'dikas and B'dikas before her husband. That's not only an Isha Yeshla Veset, it's even an Isha Yeshla Veset. What's the din in our Mishnah? An Isha Shein Leveset needs B'dikas? Of course she needs B'dikas. The Mishnah is telling me even a woman, was a Yesh Leveset, I'm sorry, yeah, even a Dayashaita needs B'dikas. But of course the Mishnah is talking about everybody. So on everybody, Zot Shmuel, but not Lebailo. Masnisen, Bein She Yesh Leveset, Bein She Ein Leveset. All Noshim need B'dikas. Certainly they need for Tyrus. Why did the Mishnah say Dayashaita to tell me even the Noshim She Yesh Leveset? But how come I have got the Yesh Leveset, Migul to buy a B'dika Le Tyrus? And on that mission includes everybody, even Yesh Lo Veset, or Shmuel Yizok, that's only L'tayris, but L'baila not. So in his words is included now that L'baila doesn't need a B'dika, even for an Isha Shein Lo Veset. Frag the Gemara, very nice. Even that he told us once. V'omer Shmuel Chodazim, we'll have it tomorrow. V'omer Reb Zeir, v'omer Reb Abba Bayimi, v'omer Shmuel, Isha Shein Lo Veset, Asur L'shamish Ashe Tivdoik. No, just the opposite. Ein Lo Veset needs B'dikas. But what did we say right away? We'll say tomorrow. V'ukimna Basuka B'tayris. That's only Basuka B'tayris. Meaning that without Tayris, even Ein Lo Veset doesn't mean. That's a Chengiz Zog Dan Yud Beis. Zog the Gemara. You're right. Chodo Miklal Chavim Toyit. That we deduced from what he said over here. Now here he told us Ein Lo Veset doesn't mean. Therefore we knew when he said she needs a B'dika, he must be talking about Tayris. Tanya Nami Hochi. That what do we want Tanya Nami Hochi now? That an Isha She'ein Lo Veset doesn't need a B'dika L'Bailo. B'me Edvar Mamurim L'Tayris. Avo L'Bailo Muteres. B'me Edvar Mamurim She'enichu B'cheskes Tohoyer. Our statement that we'll learn later. That's all talking where she's B'cheskes Tohoyer. If she's B'cheskes Tveyer, he can't assume anything. He's got to wait till she tells us she went to the mikveh. Avo L'enichu B'cheskes Tmeyo L'yoy L'mibin Tumoso Ache Toim Aloi Tohoyerani. Now here you have to be careful. So what's the Tanya Nami Hochi here? That even an Yishu She'en Lo Veset doesn't need a B'dika L'Baila. That's the Brice. Maybe the Brice is about Yesh Lo Veset. We're saying the Brice about Ein Lo Veset. Explains Tosis is very good. If the Mishnah we're talking about Yesh Lo Veset, then you wouldn't have to say the Chumra case where he nicha betuma. He could have said Bamed Baramurim Yesh Lo Veset. But Ein Lo Veset means B'dika. The Brice only says when does she need a B'dika, when does she need to ask her? If you left the B'cheskes Tumah. Meaning, if you left the B'cheskes Taira, all cases, you're home free and you don't have to make a B'dika.